last blessing this morning. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Did you come to bless the Lord this morning? Amen. It's your privilege and time today to worship Him, to bless His holy name, for He has done great things. Amen. We can testify of that this morning. He has done great things. Let's sing the song this morning. He looked beyond my fault. Amen. And I'm so glad He did, because I had a lot of them. But God is so gracious this morning and good. Let's sing it to Him this morning. Hallelujah. Praise His name. Amazing grace shall always be song of praise. For it was grace that
Father.
Wonderful, so good to us. Amen. We welcome everyone to the service this morning. God bless you. Pray God would just give you a special blessing this morning. Amen. Those listed by way of internet, glad to have you also this morning. And we come just with that desire in our heart that God would meet with us in a special way this morning as we worship Him. Amen. Let's sing that song this morning. Feeling so much better talking about this good old way. Are you feeling better this morning? Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe you will be, if not already. Feeling so much better talking about this good old way. Let's sing it. Well, I'm feeling so much better talking about this good old way. Feeling so much better talking about the Lord. Let's go on, let's go on talking about the Lord. Let's go on, let's go on talking about the Lord. The devil, he don't like it talking about this good old way. The devil, he don't like it talking about the Let's go on, let's go on, talking about this good way. Let's go on, let's go on, talking about the Lord. I'm feeling so much better, talking about this good way. Feeling so much better, talking about the Lord. Let's go on, let's go on, talking about this good way. Let's go on, talking about devil, he don't like it, talking about the Lord. Let's go on, let's go on, talking about this good old day. Let's go on, let's go on, talking about the Lord. Let's sing it one more time. Well, I'm feeling so much better, talking about this good old way. Feeling so much better, talking about the Lord. Let's go on, let's go on, talking about this good old way. Let's go on, let's go on, talking about the Lord. Amen. Give him a good hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want the devil to not like it this morning, don't you? Amen. God's throat was starting to itch, and it just hit me right at the wrong time. So pray for us this morning. You know, Satan will do everything he can to offend and to hurt you and to try to stop you, but let's go on talking about the Lord, doing what he'd have us to do. We're going to take our prayer request this morning. I'm going to ask Brother Smith if he'd come this morning. Our first request says, please pray for Sister Caitlin Floria, who needs a touch in her body. So let's remember Sister Caitlin this morning. Also, we want to remember Sister Molly again this morning. She's having that eye problem, and says she's putting salve on them and the doctor give her and can't see good when she puts some medicine on. So let's remember Sister Molly this morning with the eye problem. Also, Brother John Cochran is having back problems. So remember Brother John this morning. It's him this morning. Pray God would just give him a special touch. Hallelujah. How many believers we have this morning? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Still alive and well, and still in the healing business. Brother Smith, if you would come. Amen. Let's sing more of you. More of you. More. Also remember Brother Barry and the boys as they traveling back today. God would just be with them. Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, certainly we do need more of you, Lord, as we come this morning to worship you, Father. And we just ask you just to let that Holy Spirit abide in us, Lord, and just work through us. Amen. Every word, Lord, that comes forth this morning. And, Lord, we're just praying for the folks, Lord, that Brother Wayne called out their names and mentioned, Lord. Just ask you to minister just to each and every one according to your will, O Lord. We just thank you for being able to be here this morning, too, Lord. Everyone that's gotten here safely, Lord. And we just pray for the folks that aren't here. We pray for the folks that are listening by way of internet, Lord. All the things that might be going on with them, Lord, that they may need some help with, Lord. We just ask you just to be with them, Lord, and minister them according to your will, O Father. And we just love you, appreciate you, Lord, and just thank you so much for just being in this message, Lord, and a part of it. And we're looking forward, Lord, to that day when we can all be together on the other side, Lord. Just enjoy just a wonderful, wonderful time, Lord. And I know on the other side, Lord, from things that I've read recently, that you are a love, Lord. You're all about love, and it's just a perfect love, Lord. I just pray that we could all have that love on this side that's over on the other side that some people talk about, Lord. And we just help us, Lord, just to try to have love one for another here and do things for each other too, Lord. And we just thank you and praise you. Praise your holy name, Father, and just give you all the glory for it, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Give him another good hand clap of praise this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Turn and shake hands with your brother or sister beside of you. Just tell them God has something good for us today. Hallelujah. Brother Keith's coming to sing this morning. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Last Sunday, I had someone come to me and ask me to sing a song that I hadn't really sung since I was just a little fella. So I'm going to give it a try. I just need your help. Just put those 10-stringed instruments together, and I guarantee you this one will wake you up. But aren't you thankful for that Holy Spirit that you can feel living in you? Oh, I can feel His Holy Spirit dwelling deep within. Well, sometimes it feels so gentle, and sometimes like a mighty rushing wind. There to guard him, you know, they thought they'd done away with my Lord. But on the third day, the stone was rolled away, and he came forth from the grave. And that same Spirit that raised Jesus up will take me home someday. Shall raise this old body up
up. Praise the Lord. Amen. I believe it's going to raise us up and take us home someday. Amen. Hallelujah. We're glad to have Brother Chisholm with us this morning and his wife and daughters. And I asked him if they sung. And so he spilled the beans on one. He couldn't tell any, couldn't tell a story. So he said, yeah, Sister Faith sings. And we'd love to have you come sing for us this morning, Sister Faith, if you would. Don't want to put you on the spot, but you're on the spot. Amen. Can you come for us this morning and sing? Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise His holy name. Glad to have them with us this morning. Pray God would just use Brother Chisholm this morning. Amen. You want one over here to be in.
Deserve the glory and the honor. I lift my hands in worship as I bless your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor.
You are great, you do miracles.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Faith. Ask our ushers to come this morning as we receive the morning offering. Let's sing that song, Standing on the Promises. Are you standing on those promises this morning? Amen. They'll never fail you. I'll always see you through. Brother Andy, if you would, prayer of the offering this morning. Standing on the promises of Christ, my King, through eternal ages, let His praise ring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God. Out and fear ourselves. By the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing. Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises I now can see, perfect present cleansing in the blood for me, standing in the liberty where Christ makes free, standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Last verse, standing on the promises I cannot fall, listening at the moment to the Spirit's call, resting in my Savior as my all in all, standing on the promises of God, standing, standing. Glad to have Brother Chisholm with us this morning. We'll ask him to come at this time. As he comes, let's sing that song, I Have a Father. Amen. Let's sing it today. I have a
many are you glad He knows your name this morning? Hallelujah. He knows my every thought. He sees these tears I fall and hear me when I call. Can we sing that again? Time. Hallelujah. Well, there is a name how many love to hear? Listen, He saved me from a burning hell. Oh, He saved me from a burning hell. He saved me from every day, amen. I just thank God for His grace, amen. We appreciate all the music, amen, and that'll be all of the singing, amen. We get right into the Word of the Lord, amen. I have so much on my heart. I know we can't preach it all, but I sure love trying it, amen. God is so good, and He's worthy of all praises this morning. It's good to see you, and especially in the house of the Lord. I told my wife, and I'm sure she already feel the fragrance, the welcome here. And I told her, I said, ain't too many churches you go for the first time you feel at home. And I tell you, the first time we sought foot in this place, I felt at home. I feel the love of God, the people that love God. And it's because of the ministry here. And amen, and the ministry is the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. As you stand, we're going to go right into the Word of the Lord. Amen. And we're going to read from three passages of Scripture. We're coming from Nehemiah 1, and we turn into Joel 2, and the book last, amen, in the book of Jude. Amen. We'll read Nehemiah 1, amen, and we'll let you get there, and we'll read from 1 to verse 4. You love the Lord this morning. Appreciate Pastor giving us this moment just to spend with you. Amen. I pray that something will be said to bless your heart, to enlighten you. Amen. We don't come with nothing new. Amen. What has already been spoken here. Amen. An old book of the Old Testament, Israel, Nehemiah. Nehemiah 1, are we there by saying amen? Amen. The word of Nehemiah, the son of Hilkiah, and it came to pass in the month of Kisuz, the 20th year, as I was in Shushan, the palace, that Hannah, one of my brethren, came, he and certain men of Judah. And I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped, which were left of the captain, concerning Jerusalem. And they said unto me, the remnant that are left are captive there in the province, are in great affliction. And the reproach, the walls of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burnt with fire. And it came to pass when I heard these words that I sat down and I wept and mourned certain days and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. Amen. Now let us turn to Joel 2 and 25 through verse 27. Amen. Are we there by saying amen? Amen. Joel 2 and verse 25. And I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of your Lord, your God, that has dealt wonderfully with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. Do we see that? And my people shall never be ashamed. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. Do y'all believe the word of the Lord? Do you believe the word of the Lord? Now let's turn to the last book in the New Testament, the book of Jude. Amen. Jude don't say much, but I was inspired when he make these statements. Jude 1 and verse 3. Are we there? Behold, when I give all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith. There's only one faith that walked on the shores of Galilee, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ, which was once delivered unto the saints. Now let us bow our head. Kind Heavenly Father, we have read your most precious words. Lord, we ask you, Father, that you take these dry lips of clay. And Father, I'm depending upon you. Lord, if you decided to even change my thought, I'm flexible, I'm willing, oh God, you speak to every heart. I pray, God, that you go into every home, Lord. And God, and you let us know what we need to do, Lord, to become better Christians, Lord. Father, we ask you to forgive us for our shortcomings, Lord. And we thank you for your glory, Lord. We thank you for being here this morning, Lord, at Post of Duty. And Lord, we ask that your word will find good ground and every stronghold will be towed down and every sick will be healed and every lame, God, you will touch the minds of your people, God. This we come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we pull down every stronghold and every imagination, everything that exalts itself before you. And we give you glory. You may have all preeminence in the service in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated by the help of the Lord. Amen. It's so good to be here again in the house of the Lord. I just wanted to read something to you I thought would be very unique. Amen. I just want to share with you how this thought came about. And I don't want to hold you real long. Praise the Lord. And amen. This happened back in, and I wrote something that the Lord, how many have the Lord to ever speak to you? Amen. You may be mowing the lawn, or you may be doing carpentry work, or whatever you're doing. Amen. He's our Father. And I believe if I belong to Him, I believe that my Father needs to speak to me. Amen. If my Father don't never talk to me, then I wonder. Sometime I need to go back into my genealogy and I find out if that's really my Father. You know, a lot of time people, I've noticed sometimes children come up and the father never really have much dealing with them. But I thank God in the natural, God has blessed us with 6 children. And I tried to deal with them on a regular basis. My daughter, my baby, she just started to college and amen. And I spent a lot of time with her and sharing things with her and try to teach her the right way. You know, I'm happy to have children. I thank God for all of my children this morning. So I thank God, my Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, still could speak. He still has a voice. His voice didn't win in the grave in 1965 in Jeffersonville, but His voice is in the bride. His voice is in the ministry. His voice is perfecting the bride for the coming of the Lord. How many of you believe that? This is a thought. I was coming home, and I wrote here, I will restore. And my thought this morning is, I will restore. And my subtake is, don't be distractive. Are you hearing me? I will restore. I, a personal pronoun. Now, this is no bishop. This is no Pope of Rome. This is no noble man that you ever know. This is the voice of God. God said that I, personal pronoun, I will restore. So in hearing that, you think about the things in your life that have come apart, or things in your life that is broken, and things that, amen, it's not the way it used to be. But I could take this word this morning by faith and believe that God will restore. God will restore your health condition. God will restore your mind this morning. But you got to have trust and you got to have faith in God's word. No wonder Balaam told Balak that God is not a man that he shall lie. Neither is he the son of man that he shall repent. If God ever make a promise, then God is obligated to meet that promise this morning. How many of you love the Lord for that? On Tuesday, July the 16th, 2015, about 9 p.m., coming home from work, thinking about 2 messages on my heart. One was meeting the challenges of the ages. Number 2 was, sir, we will see Jesus. But then as I was riding home, it came to me to go to the book of Nehemiah. Then I thought, what an inspired message. When I got home, I spoke to my wife about the thought. After that, I listened to Nehemiah chapter 2, and then I fell off to sleep. Listen now. About 2:45 a.m. Friday morning, the Lord spoke to me over and over saying, I will restore. And then I lay there until 3 o'clock in the morning, a.m. that morning. And I'm thinking to myself, I will restore. Now, I'm sleeping and the Lord woke me up in my bedroom, in the dark room. My wife asleep, my 2 daughters asleep. But here's God begin to speak to me. I will restore. And I'm thinking, Lord, Where is that found? And I was kind of just waking up, and I was thinking, I said, Lord, where is that found? Then I dozed off. Then he spoke again and said, Joel 2. Then I sat up and began to write Nehemiah and Joel 2, I will restore, and don't be distracted. And about 3:15 a.m., I was up and on the floor preaching to my wife. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? See, y'all don't understand. Wives that got a husband that's a preacher, that day, boy, they hear a lot of sermons. And when I don't have nobody to preach, I preach to my wife. Can you imagine 3:15 a.m. in the morning, she's asleep, don't even know she's in this world, and I said, honey, wake up. I want to preach to you. Can you imagine? Can you imagine how she must have felt? And then I went outside early in the morning. Brother, I was inspired. Early in the morning, amen, the dew on the ground. I'm out in my yard on the porch. And I said to myself, I will restore. Then the revelation began to come. So I went back inside. And listen, I preached to my daughter. That's Shekinah. She was getting ready to go to work early in the morning. And she was getting ready for work. I said, Shekinah, God has just spoken. And I'm happy to know it. And ever since that day, that it's been inspired to me. And I just want this morning, I just want to talk about Nehemiah. Nehemiah was not a bishop. Nehemiah was not some great pastor, some well-known deacon. Amen. Nehemiah just was a plain cupbearer. Nehemiah was a man that, amen, even his job was, amen, sometimes was very dangerous. Before the king could ever sip from the cup, Nehemiah had to be the one. And there was many times Nehemiah had to drink from the cup before he gave it to the king, because there could have been the enemy that was trying to destroy the king. And because of Nehemiah was the first one to sip from the cup. And if there was poison in the cup, Nehemiah would die. So his position was to drink from the cup before he gave it to the king. Somebody say amen. Nehemiah was a Jew, and his job was a cupbearer. His job was a dangerous job. His job was to serve the king well. God listened to me this morning. God used an ordinary man to do an extraordinary thing. You said, well, Brother Chisholm, I'm not well known. God don't care about that. You said, well, Brother Chisholm, I'm not well known in the church. God don't care about that. God just wants somebody that he could put his hand on, and he'll lead a whole army. You said, Brother Chisholm, you know, sometimes when I get up here to lead song service, sometimes I sing like, but if you really know that's your place and your calling, you can lead the people right into worship with no problem at all. But it takes a consecrated, it takes a dedicated life. Are you hearing me this morning? But Nehemiah, amen, had a great responsibility. And it was one day Nehemiah, amen, saw his brethren coming, amen, and they was approaching him. And Nehemiah began to ask his brothers, said, how are my brethren doing? And back in Jerusalem. See, Israel now is the first year of Cyrus the king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled. Now see, Jeremiah prophesied that what was coming to Jerusalem. Amen. Somebody say amen. For Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord stir up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia. The Jews lived in Persia. The Jews was invaded by the Syrians. And then to the Babylonians. The Jews was carried away by the Babylonians. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego fell unto the Persia, and the Persia had become the world leader of that day. Nehemiah was a Jew, as we said, he was one to serve the king. But what I like so well this morning, when Nehemiah, amen, saw his brethren come. Y'all gonna have to go with me on this. When Nehemiah saw his brethren coming, Nehemiah asked the question, how is my brethren doing? You know, sometime when I see some of the saints, perhaps I will see you at a meeting, a camp meeting, and I will ask my brother, I say, how are the saints doing at Hickory Bible Tabernacle? And maybe somebody will say, you know, brother so-and-so, he's going back into the world. How you think I will feel? My heart will be so discomfort just to know, oh my God, my brother has gone astray. And somebody might tell me and say, well, brother so-and-so, the brother that used to sing, amen, at Hickory Tabernacle, he left his wife. How you think I would feel, amen, just to know something like that has happened to a home? You know, it'll be a horrible thing. I will ask, well, where is the musician? God forbid that. Where's the musician? Where's that brother that used to set the church on fire? Well, he walked away from this message. See, that's all around today. Amen. Just recently, a minister just said, amen, he don't want to hear about this mess anymore. That's what he called it. He called this message of the hour a mess. And he walked away, and his pastor is broken his heart. But see, that's the hour and time that we're living in. Folks are walking away. Folks are getting discouraged. Amen. They are getting discomfort in their heart. Amen. They don't feel the joy anymore. So can you imagine how I will feel? I will say, where is my brother? Brother Andy, or these precious brother that I call, where is this brother? Well, he's not with us anymore. Can you imagine? Well, what happened? This brother left his wife. God forbid that. But that's the position and things that we are up against today. That's the opposition that we are up against. Can you imagine? You got people that sitting in here, but you really not in here. See, we are getting down to, I'm just going to slow down. We are getting down to such a squeeze. I think one of the last time I was here, I talked about the pyramid. Let me tell you what, everything we're getting so close and so to the narrow, and there's no way that you can impersonate this. You could come to church, you could sing, but down in your heart, you could be so miserable. In your heart, Lord, I really don't want to be here. I'm here because I don't want Brother Barry to know. Brother Barry may not know, but God knows. And the thing about it, it's going to start showing. Can I just go here? It's just like somebody got cancer. You may hide it for a long time, but after a while, your hair starts falling out. Or you might have to change, or you may start losing weight. And I think sometimes, spiritually, on a natural spiritual side, people have spiritual cancer. They don't have the appetite to eat anymore. They don't have desire. They're losing their, are you with me? They're losing their weight. They can't gain weight anymore. Something has happened. Oh, Jerusalem. Oh, Hickory Tabernacle. Amen. The joy of the Lord is my strength this morning. So Nehemiah, are you with me now? But so Nehemiah began to ask, you know, how would you feel this morning? God forbid that. How would you feel? As someone, you know, when I pull up on the outside, I saw someone in the face. Well, God bless you, Brother Chisholm. Well, God bless you. It made me feel good in my spirit to know that people cares. But my precious brother asked me this morning, a couple of brothers say, you know, I was beginning to wonder about you. I was wondering when you was going to come back. My sister met me on the outside and said, Brother Chisholm, I was just wondering. I said, sister, did you thought me up? But what if, God forbid, what if my brother and my sister say, well, have you seen Brother Chisholm? Well, Pastor, when are you going to invite Brother Chisholm back? Well, believe it or not, Brother Chisholm walked away from this message.
How will you feel? Lord, one sister told me, she said, Brother Chisholm, if you ever get discouraged, I'm the last time I'm here, she said, I believe that you are a God-called man. How would she feel this morning that I walked away from all of this? It'll be a terrible thing. So how do you imagine Nehemiah must have felt? When Nehemiah heard that the walls of Jerusalem was torn down. And sometimes I look and I look across the aisle and I think about marriages. Amen. Along this journey, marriage that used to be close together, now they are coming apart. They allow something to distract them, husband and wife or whatever. But I thank God this morning, amen, I could truly say the love of God is in my home. You know, I realized that you could have, I told my son this morning when we left his home, I said, son, do you understand? Some people have a home and some people got a house. I believe a house is a place you just lay down and just go back to work. But I believe a home is a place that you raise your family, that you love your wife, a place that you rest, and a place where God can live in. Oh my, how many this morning said, Lord, let my house be a home. A home that you can live in. So Nehemiah asked a question, says, how is my brother doing? Amen. And they gave Nehemiah the word. Said, Nehemiah, the walls of Jerusalem is broken down. The gates are now burned. Oh, that must be terrible. That must be terrible. You know, it's a sad thing when we hear, amen, so much has happened around the world today, even in the message of the hour, amen. So many distractions. But I thank God this morning, my mind is on one thing. And Nehemiah, the Bible says, Sister Chisholm, the Bible said when Nehemiah heard those words, Nehemiah just, it must have broke his heart. The Bible said that. When Nehemiah heard those words, that Nehemiah sat down, I believe, and he wept and he mourned. It must have was awful. Nehemiah had some friends. Nehemiah remember, but Nehemiah knew exactly what caused this distraction. And sometime in your home, I told my wife, you know, God is depending on me as a husband to leave my home in a godly home. God not going to come and catch my wife and say, but God, when God knock on the door, everything that comes into my home that's not godly, God's not going to answer. My wife don't have to answer, but I'm going to have to answer for it. Are you with me? Looking in the garden. Amen. When sin came in the garden. When Eve ate of the fruit. Amen. But when God came in the garden. When God came in that house. When God came in that home. The first thing he said, Adam, where art thou? And that is what God is doing this morning. I hope this not boring you. I hope this don't make you feel like going to sleep this morning. But I'm trying to say something this morning. Amen. You have to get in the spirit what I'm trying to say. God promised that he will restore. God promised. Do you know, Church of the Living God? Let me take this off this morning. Because we're going to work this, amen. Amen. You got to do what you got to do. We come to preach, amen. Amen. See, Nehemiah had a job that he had to do. Amen. Nehemiah knew, amen, that Nehemiah was so hurt in his heart. So Nehemiah, thank him. After he began to fast and began to pray, Nehemiah's in his heart. Nehemiah said, now I want to go back and restore the walls of Jerusalem. I want to go back and restore that marriage. I want to go back. I remember some years ago, a young brother, a little younger than me, he came up to me and said, Brother Chisholm, my wife is getting ready to leave me. And I said, why, brother? He said, I don't want her to leave. So I tried to restore that marriage. I tried to tell that sister, no, you need to stay with your husband. She said, Brother Chisholm, I got to go. But let me tell you what, she felt like it was okay for her to go. She felt like she had an absolute, amen, and her husband depart. I said, how can you sit up under this bleeding word, both of you in the message, and you can't get along? I don't understand. How can that? But you know what happened? after they split up for a while, then before you know it, years went by. And it's been over a decade now. The children has gone astray. And that's why it's so important. I told my wife, that's why it's so important. My daughter told me something yesterday. Amen. And she read something, and she was talking to me about, she said, Dad, she just read something out of the book. She said, you know the only thing they want a woman to do? I said, what's that? The only thing for her to do is to stay home and raise children. And I said, baby, now you're looking at it in an intellectual standpoint. See, if you look at it in that way, if your sister ain't prayed up and thank God for the message of the hour, you look at it in a way and say, well, wait a minute. The only thing that man want me to do is to stay home and have babies and stay barefooted. No, it's not that. But I told my daughter, I said, baby, if you look at it in the right perspective of the Bible, now there used to be a time, a home raised up with a husband and a wife, it keeps a balance in the home. And I told her, I said, baby, see, most time when that home is not fit, put together, or that man can't take care of his need, then it causes that wife have to go out and take care of needs. And I said, when that wife left home, or when she left the kitchen, are you with me? The prophet of God said, her place is the kitchen. Y'all don't get mad with me. You understand what I'm saying? Are you following me? And I say, as soon as she stepped out of the kitchen, and she went on these jobs, now, when she got on these jobs with all these men, then there's problems. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? You got to say amen this morning. Don't go to sleep on me this morning. Amen. So what happened, amen, once she leaves house, her home, and she goes out, then perhaps her and her husband have a little problem. Now, maybe he's not kind to her anymore. Maybe he maybe it's been a long time when he told her how beautiful she was. Are you hearing me? But when she go on the job, some JoJo began to tell her how beautiful she is. Then that causes the divorce crime to rise up. Are you hearing me? Then that what causes a weak home. And I told my daughter, I said, well, sometimes it's vice versa. The wife goes out and she divorced from her husband. And sometimes the husband has to raise the children. Yeah. See, there's unbalance. That's why my wife needs to be there to help me raise my children. Are you hearing me? So I think this morning, amen, when Nehemiah, his burden was for the people of Jerusalem. And I love so well when Nehemiah... heart was touched so, and Nehemiah began to pray, and Nehemiah began to fast. And I'm telling you, Church of the Living God, if you want anything from God, you got to seek His faith. You got to pray. Amen. I don't know about you, but I've had so many people, amen, that churches, hear me good now this morning, so many churches are cooling off. So many churches are cooling off. I'm asking a question this morning. What do you come to church for? If I'm coming to church just to sit and then not be a part of the service, I could have stayed home. I could have stayed home and do what I like to do best. If you like to watch television, you can sit there and color your television or just do what you like to do. But no, I come to church to hear the word of the Lord. I come to church, amen, for that word to change me. I come to church for that word to take effect on my life. I come to church for that word to take away my bad habits. Amen. Born in sin, shaped in iniquity, come to this world speaking lie. But the only thing that can change me is the word of God. The preacher can't change me. The teacher can't change me. God is the only one that can change me. God, the only one that can give me a new heart. God, the only one that can put me on the road that's called straight. Oh, I feel like preaching this morning. God's the only one that can make me. I'm just going to preach like I'm back home. God's the only one that can make me enjoy church. God, if it wasn't for the love of God, I will come to church and church will be so boring to me. But I thank God I'm like Nehemiah this morning. I want to see the people of God on fire. I want to see the people of God begin to speak things and watch it come to pass. Amen. We can't live below our privilege. Oh, my God. I'm going to go ahead and preach. Amen. Amen. I come in to tell you this morning, you could be a Nehemiah. Nehemiah. Now, the thing what Nehemiah had to do was, Nehemiah, after he prayed and he fasted, Nehemiah had to go before the king. Let me tell you, in those days, you just don't walk up to the king in a sort of way. The wrong words, your head was amputated. Are you hearing me? So Nehemiah, he had to go before the king, and he had to serve the king his wine. But Nehemiah had in his mind, Lord, I want to go and restore Israel. And that's sometimes I say in my heart, I say, Lord, I love those folks at Hickory Bible Tabernacle. I said, Lord, give me something that can bless them. Lord, put something on my heart that can touch that needed one. Lord, that one that's getting discouraged. Lord, put something in my heart. Amen. Oh, my. And Nehemiah had to go before the king. And Nehemiah, can you imagine Nehemiah when he saw the king? And the Bible let us know that his wife was sitting beside the king. And Nehemiah walked up. He began to serve the king his wine. But there was something different about Nehemiah that particular day. Nehemiah, normally, Nehemiah would pour the king his wine and just keep moving on. But this particular day, Nehemiah had a sad countenance. Somebody say amen. And let me tell you this morning, God, Church of the Living God, your heart this morning, God sees your heart. God knows what you need this morning. You have to come to church. Amen. You have to love the Word of God. You have to want the Word of God. How many of you got a need this morning? I got a need this morning. You know what? And I'm coming before the King. I got some things about me I just don't like. I got some way. You say, well, I'm all right. Well, why are you not in the rapture yet? If you so perfect, why ain't you gone yet? We're all down here in this Satan Eden, living in this pest house. We are fighting the enemy. Are you hearing me? Let me tell you, Church of the Living God, we have already made it, but we're just going through it with this pest house, these mind battles. Wonder, are you saved or where I'm going? I don't have to worry about where I'm going. I passed that. I reached the point of no return. The devil can't tell me anymore. He used to tell me years ago, you blaspheme. Oh, I used to feel all sad. Couldn't hardly worship because he told me I'm a blasphemer. But I tell the devil now, sisters and children, I tell the devil, look, you might call me a blasphemer. I cannot blaspheme because I am predestinated to go into rapture. Are y'all hearing me this morning? I am predestinated to go into the rapture. Will you help me this morning? So Nehemiah, when he went before the king, bless the Lord. When Nehemiah went before the king, he began to pour the king his wine. And the king, and I'm just paraphrasing, maybe the king might have touched his wife, said, look at Nehemiah. And the king said, Nehemiah, are you okay? And Nehemiah, he said, why is your countenance fallen? Why are you so sad? What's on your heart this morning? Why you can't hardly get in the service this morning? What's bothering with you? And Nehemiah began to tell the king that he had some loved ones that he wanted to go and rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Now, the thing about it, the reason why the Bible said that when the king began to talk with Nehemiah and he asked Nehemiah what was wrong, the Bible let us know that Nehemiah was so afraid. Why was Nehemiah so afraid that particular day? It's because Nehemiah was going to ask the king, can you give me the permission to go and rebuild something that the king's ancestor had torn down? Can you imagine? Nehemiah was going to ask the king, amen, grant me, amen, amen, permission to go and rebuild Jerusalem. Oh, bless the Lord. God help us this morning. God help us this morning, Lord Jesus. And can you imagine when the king looked at Nehemiah? Nehemiah said, my brethren. Nehemiah said, how can I be happy? And I'm telling you, the Church of the Living God, and when I go around and I look at people, that sit in church for years, and you, just simple facts, many people don't even have the Holy Ghost. They don't. That's an old word now. They don't have the Spirit of Christ. A lot of folks just got it on their flesh. Just enough to come to church. But Lord, give me something to keep me on fire. Let me tell you what, brother, if I have to worship all by myself, amen. You know what? Some folks, church are so boring to them, they come to church and take a nap. That's how boring it is. Are you hearing me? But are you hearing me? Church should be a place you got to be excited. If you're on fire, you'll pull on the Word of God. If you're on fire, I didn't mean to be that rough. Somebody said, Brother Chill, you just call like it is. I'm just going to call like it is. Amen. Can you imagine you paying $20 to go to a movie and watch a movie show, and time you get in there, you get your popcorns and you go to sleep? You waste your money. You should have stayed home. Are you hearing me? So, amen. If you worked last night real late, this is how I preach home. If you worked late last night, shame on you. Church is not a place to take a nap. Are you hearing me? We come to church. Hey, man, you got to pull. I'll tell you what. What if your president, my president, Trump was here today? I guarantee you'd be on the edge of your seat. Deacon Andy, did the pastor invite him? I didn't know the pastor believed in politics. I didn't know that. And the president said, yeah, we're going to build a wall. Yeah, we're going to do this. Yeah, we're going to do that. You say, oh, God, I can't wait. Oh, Lord, ain't no way I'm going to go to sleep. The president is in our church. Oh, I can imagine we pulled them phone out. The president, child, guess who's at our church this morning? We got pastor, or we got the president Trump is in our church. You won't go to sleep. But let me tell you what, you got somebody that's greater than the president here this morning. You got the Lord Jesus Christ, and you got to act like I got. I tell you won't go any sleep in front of the president. No. You can't let this mess become common to you. That's just Brother Chisholm. My daughter can't say, well, that's just my dad. You don't know what God's going to do. But your people, and I tell people, you, a preacher, can't go no more than you allow him. If you don't pull, I can't preach. Are you hearing me? Can you imagine now? I don't go to those games now. Can you imagine? My son is in the NFL. I got to go here to kind of get you going. Amen. My son is in the NFL. When I used to like the Cowboy, can you imagine my son getting ready to make a touchdown? They threw him the ball, and he's running, and he's about to get to the goal line or whatever, and I'm sitting there. Whoa, whoa, look at brother. Look at, go, go. And I'm sitting there. Something is wrong. Something wrong with my spirit. Either I don't like the Cowboys, are you hearing me? Or either that's not my child. Are you hearing me? So, if I'm trying to tell you this morning, if you love the Word of God, you got to be excited. I guarantee you, how many of you got to go to work tomorrow? Okay, I ain't got to say it. I don't have to tell you. Let me tell you what. You better be thankful. You better be grateful. You better be grateful that you got a job this morning. Let me tell you something. Now you pull me over here because I got to wake some of you up. Are you hearing me? But sure, you blunt. Well, I'm sorry. That's the way God made me. You rather mean to be for real or just play? I'm just blunt. That's all right. Amen. Huh? Amen. Next time you know Brother Children's are blunt. Somebody say, Brother Children, you drive the nails clenching. One brother told me Friday night, Brother, you just don't back up for nothing. Might well be honest. That's the way God made me. Amen. I'm not going to get put roller skating and skate around sin. I'm just going to hit it straight on. Amen. You better be grateful. Just not recently. I was working in Jenkinsville, South Carolina. How many of you know where that at? How many of you heard about the V.C. Summer nuclear power plant? 56,000 5,600 people employed at that place. Well, they were saying that job would never get shut down. Well, long story short, I went to work, and to my surprise, they called us in there. Well, we thought we was getting ready to go on 410s. Boy, that's going to be nice. I get ready to work on my house, and we're going to do this. But to my surprise, when I walk in there, the door closed. All 5,600 people are unemployed. But see, my faith is not, you see, my faith is, oh God, I'm going to pay my bills. Lord, I just bought it. So what? My faith is not in that job. My faith is in God. God take care of me. Are you hearing me? So that's the way you got to come to church this morning. You got to want the word of God. You got to be excited when you come to the church of the Lord. Churches shouldn't be cooling off. We are Pentecostal, apostolic. Huh? Come on, Mama. I thank God for the old mothers, but they know what I'm talking about. You are Pentecostal, apostolic, members of the firstborn. We got to experience the joy. Let me tell you, the joy of the Lord is in here. The joy of the Lord is in here. But we need somebody like Nehemiah said, I'm going to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. And I'm telling you this morning, I'll be like Nehemiah this morning. We're going to build the walls. We're going to build faith. Amen. But the prophet of God talked about how Satan came along and ate of the palmer worm, the locust, and the caterpillar, ate faith away from the church. Amen. Desire away from the church. But let me tell you, God sent a word in this hour to restore the faith back to the church. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm more excited than I ever was in all my life. Amen. You know why? Because this is the coming of the Lord. We are getting ready to go home. And I thank God I don't have to impersonate Mama. Mama, can you imagine how miserable I would feel knowing that I don't believe this? But I'm trying to put on. Can I hold your Bible, Mama? No, I don't read my Bible. Amen. Just come to church and try to look like I love the Lord. But I thank God, sister, in the inside. Amen. I don't have to have my Bible. I am the Bible. I am the written epistles. I am read of all men. Somebody say amen. I am a walking, talking Bible. I believe the Lord. Amen. Let me tell you what I told the church Friday night. I said, the Lord don't come. The next year, I'm going to be that much closer to Him. You know what I told the church? The best thing the devil could do is let us go this year. Are you hearing me, Mama? Amen. Because if you don't get us this, if we don't leave this year, next year I'm going to be that much meaner. Are you hearing me? My faith going to be that much stronger. Somebody say amen. So the best thing the devil could say, amen, let them people go. Because I'm going to have that much joy. I'm going to have that much fire. You think I'm wild now. Let us be here another 2 years. Amen. Amen. I believe that we could speak the word and watch words come to pass. Amen. Why? Because I believe this morning. I believe if your marriage got problems, I believe this morning you could raise your hand. And I believe I could speak the word and you got faith. I believe God will put your marriage back together. Amen. Do you believe that this morning? Do you believe that this morning? I believe that we got a God that's able to do more than you could ask or think. Amen. But you got to be like Nehemiah this morning. Mama ain't going to take your Bible. Amen. But I thank God I don't have to impersonate. I remember when I was about 17, 18 years old. Amen. I used to have to walk to church. It wasn't that far to walk. Amen. I was walking down the street, walking with my little Bible. They used to call me a little preacher. And I remember walking through the neighborhood, and there was some folks sitting on the porch. I'll never forget it. Amen. About 17 years old. And it was on my right side. I had my Bible in my right arm. And when I got up to the house, I didn't want them to see a young boy with a Bible. I didn't want to be called a preacher. You know, so I took my Bible. I wasn't a minister then. So I took my Bible and I put it on my left side. So I'm trying to walk by this house real fast. Amen. Hoping they didn't see me. And out of nowhere, that lady come out the porch and said, son, put your Bible back on the other side. You be proud of who you are. Yeah. I said, yes, yes, ma'am. And from that day to this day, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm glad to be identified of the message of the hour. I'm happy to be called a Christian. I'm happy to know that Jesus Christ lives inside of me. My time getting away. Amen. But Nehemiah said, we're going to rebuild the wall. Now, Nehemiah was an inspired man. Now, Nehemiah, well, the king gave Nehemiah permission. Amen. Nehemiah got a letter to go to the man that owned the lumber in the forest. And everything just worked together to the good to them that love the Lord. So when you're in the will of God, everything just stopped falling in place. But the devil's still going to fight you now. Are you hearing me? The prophet of God said, now you're one big happy family, but the devil's not going to keep it that way. Amen. Sometimes you have some servant, it looks like it's just going to blow the roof off. And the next time you wonder, is there somebody dead in the church? Somebody say amen. But you got to keep on moving on. Amen. Nehemiah had one thing on his mind. I'm going to Jerusalem and we're going to rebuild the walls. Why was the wall torn down? Because of sin. Because of sin. You wonder why your home sometimes is coming apart. Just check. Just look around. Something went wrong. Why is your home got all kind of friction in it? Why? Something is out of order. When things are out of order, things ain't going to run right. If you God's child now, are you hearing me? You say, why is my home the way that it is? Just look at yourself. Do you take time to pray? Do you take time? You know, I thought about the prophet of God say, you should pray and pray and read your Bible every day. And I try to do those things. Amen. I try to pray. I try to keep that word in me. Amen. Because I want to be a winner in this hour. Amen. I think I'm born to be a warrior. I believe I'm born to be a fighter. Amen. But when Nehemiah, amen, went before the man that owned the forest, and Nehemiah got these timbers, and Nehemiah began to get different families to follow him to go and rebuild the wall. 1,000 miles in the hot desert. Oh, Nehemiah was dedicated. How many of you could keep holding on to your faith? Amen. So, Brother Chisholm, I believe we are getting so close. You know what? I don't like to preach politics, but I don't have to go here for a moment. I pray to God that this president we got, I mean, he's signing every bill right left. I hope he just signed it and we get out of here. Amen. Yeah, I just hope he just get Russia all stirred up. Yes, Russia got a bomb with a USA name on it. I just hope we get them all stirred up because I'm sick and tired of this pest house. Y'all ain't sick and tired? You ain't sick and tired. You getting older. Aches in your body. I'm ready to go home. I'm not young. I told my wife, I said, honey, I'm not a young spring chicken anymore. I said, I can't do things what I used to do, Sister Chisholm. I told my wife, I said, I'm getting older. Somebody said, you still a young boy. Well, I feel like 57 is getting some age on it. But you know what, Church of the Living God? I just thank God this morning that God got something inside of me. I'm going to keep pressing on. I'm going to keep pressing on. I'm going to keep pressing on. If I have to go by myself, I'm going to keep pressing on. You said, well, what's wrong with him? I love the Lord with all my heart. I believe that I am a Nehemiah this morning. I got one thing in my mind. I'm going to see the church. When we leave here, we're going to be on fire. I ain't going to leave here with your head hung down. That's right. We're not going to leave here where Brother Chisholm and I was serving. Oh, it was all right. No, I don't believe that. I believe we're going to leave here shouting and praising God. I believe we're getting to a place now. I don't know about you, but let me tell you what. Devils can't stand me. Yeah, the joy of the Lord is my strength. See, when I'm broke, I'm happy. And when I'm sick, I'm well. Are you hearing me? Amen. I just thank God this morning that God put a fight in me. God put something in me like Nehemiah. I believe that the walls can be rebuilt back up. I believe that this morning. I believe anything we ask or we think. I believe that God will grant those things to us. But we have to have a desire. You have to have a fighting mentality and desire. Church of the Living God, so many are being distracted, but I won't let nothing separate me from the love of God. When God spoke to me, Church of the Living God, says the children, I told my wife, when God spoke to me, God said, don't be distracted. Let me tell you, Church of the Living God, when Nehemiah went to rebuild the wall, things looked good. And when Nehemiah told his men, said, wait, amen, the Bible let us know when Nehemiah got to Jerusalem, he viewed the walls. The walls was torn down. The gate was burnt with fire. Nehemiah kept it quiet for a few days. Then he went and tell the men what they're about to do. And Nehemiah began to address the congregation. You know, the Bible said that they all agree, we will rebuild the wall. We will rebuild the wall. So the congregation together agree. And it's good when the pastor could stand here and the congregation pulls together. The church pulls together. The church, when they see the enemy come in, amen, they pull that much strong together. So Nehemiah began to go and try to reestablish the walls of Jerusalem. Are you with me? But let me tell you, Church of the Living God, when you desire to do good, then the enemy comes. The enemy may try to distract you in your job. Not Nehemiah. When Nehemiah began to approach trying to build the wall, there were some men by the name of Sanballat, Tobias, and Gershom. These men was governor of that particular place. Amen. They were so upset with Nehemiah trying to build the wall, so they tried to put obstacles in his way. One of them told said, Nehemiah, if you build the wall, if a fox crawl on it, it'll fall down. Somebody said, well, how can you build a wall out of all of this rubble? But Nehemiah had one thing in his mind. We're going to build the wall. We're going to build the wall. And I don't know about you this morning, but I can say in my heart, we're going to rebuild the wall. I'm not talking about a border wall like Trump talking about, but I'm talking about a wall of defense, amen. A wall, amen, of stronghold. A wall of prayer, amen. But you know what Nehemiah did? Nehemiah got some strong men. How many strong brothers in here today? Brother, that's praying, amen. And I'm going to tell you, my brother, you go to the north gate. Where's the other brother at? You go to the south gate. You go to the west gate. Amen. And what we're going to do, we're going to build this wall. We're going to build prayer on the wall. We're going to build fasting, amen. And Nehemiah began to build the wall. And Sanballat and Tobias, they began to tell them all kind of bad things, trying to distract them. But Nehemiah said, no, we still going to build this wall. Glory to God this morning. Nehemiah said, no, the walls are still going up. And I'm telling you this morning, Church of the Living God, I'm happy to know that God built a fence all around me to protect me from my enemy. Can somebody say amen? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, Lord, comfort me this morning. God prepares a table before me this morning, right in the presence of my enemy. Somebody say amen. And I thank God this morning. You might don't want to pull this morning, but I'm going to tell you something this morning. I thank God He's in my heart. I thank God I enjoyed coming to church. I thank God I'm like Nehemiah this morning. We're going to build the wall. We're going to build the wall. How are we going to build the wall? I'm going to go in prayer. I'm going to seek God more. I'm going to listen at those tapes. I'm going to read my Bible. I'm going to pull off the Word of God. I'm going to see God move in action in my life. I believe this is a year, church. I believe with all my heart. Somebody told me the other day, they said, Brother Chisholm, I thought you said the Lord was coming. Let me tell you, Church of the Living God, He's already come. He's already here. I'm not looking for Him. You know where He's at? He's right in my heart. He's the only one that's keeping me this morning. He's the only one that's keeping joy in my heart. You know what, Church of God? I thank God for Nehemiah. Nehemiah kept building the wall. They told Nehemiah, Nehemiah, how can you build the wall with high blood pressure? Nehemiah, how can you build the wall with arthritis? Nehemiah, how can you build the wall with your homes all torn apart? But Nehemiah told his men, look, I want you to carry a sword by yourself, by your side. Amen. Amen. The Bible let us know they worked all day. Some kept a sword beside them. Is that right? They work and they kept the sword beside them. And I'm telling you, the Church of the Living God, you have to keep that word in your heart at all times. You have to keep that word burning in your heart. Church of the Living God, if you don't, then church become just a place just to be coming. But I thank God this morning. Amen. I thank God this morning that I can truly say I met Jesus. How many of you love him this morning? How many of you truly love him with all your heart? I tell you what, without the love of God, amen, I won't even be true to this message the hour. I thank God for the true love, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is what teach me how to love my wife in the proper way. You know why? Because I build a wall of love in my home. Somebody say amen. I build a wall of communication with my children. It ain't easy sometimes being a father, but you got to press on. You got to press on. You know, the Bible said, and Paul wrote these words here. Paul didn't tell the wife to love your husband, but it's the husband, love your wife. Wonder why he wrote that for. It's because there's going to be a lot of husbands that don't love their wife. But if you're elect, you see that word, you love your wife. The prophet God said, you'll love your wife, you won't be loving somebody else's wife. But are you with me? But I thank God this morning that I love my wife. I love my children. Amen. That is all that I got there on this side of heaven. And I thank God this morning. Lord, allow me to build a wall, a defense. Can you imagine those that were living in Jerusalem without a wall, how the enemy could come in, how they were so afraid. But let me tell you, Church of the Living God, you don't have to be afraid in this hour. So many people, my sister, they're wondering, Lord, if there's going to be a rapture. I don't even worry about that. Are you with me? I know there's going to be a rapture. Because God can't lie. You know why? Because we are narrowing down. And the more we get closer to the end, brother Andy, church is going to start cooling off. You're going to start seeing people, and you're already seeing people. They start dragging the church. No more joy. No more anxiety to pull on the word. Amen. And I'm telling you, Lord bless you with a great teacher or pastor. Amen. You should get to a play when that pastor lay that word out there. You should pull in such a way. Look, Church of the Living God, and I'm going to say this right here. The pastor didn't tell me to say this, but I think as a people of God, a body of believers, I think we need to get that much closer to your pastor. I believe you need to pull that much more, because we are getting this old flesh that we're living in. It gets weary. Sometimes I go places and I preach sometimes, and I'm wondering. I just flew up to Indiana, and I preached up there. Let me tell you what, the Spirit of God fell over the place. Old folks, young folks came to the altar. I said, sister, what do you need? She said, brother Chisholm, I need the Holy Ghost. I said, oh my God, mama. I said, little dear, do you look at mama, you would think she got it. But mama realized that she don't have it. But I'm going to tell you this morning, you better make sure that you got it in your soul. I don't want the Holy Ghost on my flesh, because if the Holy Ghost is on my flesh, it's just good enough to make me come to church. But yet I'd be miserable in church. But I thank God the Holy Ghost is in the inside. It's a mighty burning fire. Can the church say amen? How many Nehemiah do we have today? Lord, let me burn. Let the fire burn in my heart this morning. Oh God, I thank you this morning for your grace this morning. Lord, don't let me be distracted this morning by the obstacles, Lord. But let me keep my mind on one thing. Can somebody say, I'll go if I have to go by myself? Oh, somebody say, man. It says, if I have to leave my family, I'm going by myself, Lord. I go, like Isaiah said, Lord, send me. I go this morning. Lord, I'm willing to follow you. I'm willing. And Nehemiah stayed with it. Nehemiah was consistent. And in 52 days, the wall was up. All of the critics, amen, that came against Nehemiah. And Nehemiah built the wall. And I'm going to tell you this morning, maybe you need to build a wall. Maybe you allow the enemy to come in and distract you. Maybe you used to listen at tapes. Maybe you used to have a prayer life, and somehow the enemy came in, and you don't have that prayer life anymore. You just get up in the morning and just go to work. No more prayer life. No more of this, and no more seeking God. And I'm asking this morning, you that man, that woman, that boy or girl, when you just said, Lord, help me this morning. Lord, I allow my wall to come down. I allow my wall to come down. There's no time to cool off. Brother Andy, do you know me as an evangelist? Do you know what I have to do? I have to read my Bible every day. I have to constantly study the message of the hour. Because the enemy will come in and he'll make this message become dull to me. But let me tell you what. This message is not just a man quote. But this message is life from heaven. This is the only thing that will give me joy. This is the only thing that will give me peace. This is the only thing that makes me go. This is the only thing that makes me happy when I come to church this morning. And I thank God this morning. I thank God for joy this morning. I thank God for a peace of mind. I had a good friend of mine. Amen. And I look at folks that used to love the Lord. I look at folks that got, amen, Paul said in Galatians 2 and 18, I think Paul said, if I build up again the thing that I destroy, but I make it myself a transgressor. I remember a lot of people when they came out of Egypt. Egypt attacked the world or an organization. I mean, many brothers, many sisters came out and said, this message is true. But you know what they went and did, brother? They go and blast everybody about I call it television. I don't know what you call it here. They preach against television. But they themselves, they go right back and get that big cursing box in their house. It's a sin to our home. It's a curse to our home. But I thank God that God keeps something in my heart. No matter what folks do, I know one young man, I said, brother, what are you doing? And he used to talk against some things. This brother, amen, put on his shorts and he go to the gym and he's showing his legs. I said, brother, it used to have been wrong for us to do that. Are you hearing me? Don't go to sleep on me. I said, brother, it's wrong to do that. I said, why a man wanted to show his legs? I said, brother, did you hear me, brother? I said, why a man wanted to show his leg? I said, actually, the prophet of God said, you got on your woman underneath garment. Come on, don't leave me out here by myself. Why man want to show his legs in this hour? That ain't right. Something is wrong. Somebody say amen. And I'm standing in this room with this man, and I said, brother, what are you doing? And he's taking time and lotion down his leg. I'm saying, Lord, have mercy. What is going on? What an hour that we're living in. What kind of man want to go out and show his legs? What kind of man want his leg to be shiny? You see what things is happening in this hour. Men are getting weak now. Men don't want to take the forefront anymore. Men are getting weak. Men don't want to lead no more. Men want to sit back and let their wife lead the way. But let me tell you what. Long this breath in my body. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. I would leave my house by the Holy Ghost. And I can't leave my house if God don't help me. I tell my wife, I say, over 34 years, amen, I've never been married for 35 years. But amen, if we reach 35, God's going to have to teach me how to love my wife. Can I say something in closing? 34 years. My love for my wife hasn't cooled off, not one bit. I can honestly say that this morning. Why? Because when I married her, brother, I didn't marry her because of the way she looked. I married her because I love her. When I love her, I didn't love her from my fleshly point of view. I didn't love her because she shaped like a Coca-Cola bottle. Are you hearing me? But I love her because God gave her to me. Are you hearing me? And that's the way it is when you come to church. And you love the church because you got some good pastor that can tickle you. Or you love the church because they got a good choir. You're going to leave after a while. But you got to love the church because of the word. Are you hearing me? You got to love your pastor because God made you to love him. You got to love the word of God in this hour. And I thank God this morning that I could truly say, my wife, sometimes I know sometimes she don't feel like I do. But let me tell you what, deep down in my heart, I love her with everything in me. I can't wait to see her come home. She come home and I'll be so happy to see her. She may not believe that, but I do. Brother, do you be happy to see your wife? Sometimes she don't realize. I'll be so happy. I'll be trying to. She working out. I'm at the house doing some work. And when she come home, I try to wash the dishes. I try to do this. Try to help out sometime. How many of a husband try to help your wife? Huh? Somebody, oh my God, and that's wonderful. That's just so, you know, I sometimes don't want my wife to feel like she can't do those things. I think God put us together to work together. I think a home that stand together, you got to work together in unity. I help my wife, she helps me. We work together. We stay together in prayer. And I'll tell you, church of the living God, if you want to help the marriage, you got to work together. Somebody, I asked a question. I heard a preacher say the other day at a wedding, an old man, young man asked the old man, said, how do you keep your marriage healthy? How do you keep your marriage on track? He said, well, he said, marriage is just like a garden. He said, what do you mean? It's how you work your garden. Are you hearing me? It's how you work your garden, how you keep the weeds out. If you allow the weeds to come in, amen, then you're going to have problems. Somebody say amen. I'm going to tell you, church of the living God, you husband this morning, when was the last time you tell your wife she's the best thing that you ever saw on this side of heaven? Well, if you hadn't said that, you need to say that today. Are you with me this morning? You need to build the walls. You need to build a wall of love in your home. I'm trying to close. Musician, will you come up? Oh, my God. I didn't get to where I need to go this morning. Amen. But I want to say one thing. Don't be distracted. Keep your minds on the Lord. Church of the living God. Amen. I don't know what night service going to be. Amen. But we'll be here in fellowship. Amen. But we're just looking for the Lord. How many of you coming back tonight? Amen. And get more of God. Amen. Lord, build my wall. Lord, fill my cup tonight. Fill my cup. Lord, put joy in my heart. How many of you love him this morning? Oh, he's peace. Peace just like a river. Do you love him this morning? Oh, isn't he wonderful? Oh, isn't he wonderful? Give me that song in key of F. Amen. He's wonderful. He's wonderful. Is he wonderful to you this morning? Rebuild your wall. Put up a wall of love. Pull up a wall of faith this morning. I pray this morning that you've been blessed this morning. Will y'all pray for me this morning? I need more of God. How many of you need more of God? I ask God, I said, Lord, give me more love. Lord, give me more patience. Give me more patience, Lord, how to deal with things that seem like I can't change. Lord, give me more patience to deal with things that I cannot change. Lord, give me patience. Give me the desire to press on. How many of you said, church, keep me pressing on? Hallelujah. Let's just sing that song this morning. Do you want to stand? We'll sing together, wonderful. We turn back to our song, amen. Is he wonderful this morning? Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus. Come.
Wonderful Jesus is to me. How many enjoyed the word this morning? I tell you what, Brother Chisholm, he lays it out, don't he? I like that. I really do. Whether it cuts me or what, I want the word to come. Amen. Praise the Lord. Appreciate Brother Chisholm being here this morning. His family, it's good to meet them, see them here. Amen. Just thank God for what He's doing this morning. Amen. Thank you for coming. Amen. Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer this morning as we get ready to leave. Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, because You're so wonderful to us, Lord. God, You meet our needs, Lord, and You bring us through the rough places, Lord. Lord, we know that we can turn to You, Lord, for whatever it is that we do need, Lord. Lord, I pray You bless Brother Chisholm, Lord. We thank You for, Lord, Your servant this morning that has delivered Your word to our hearts, Lord. We pray You just bless him. Keep him safe, Lord, and forever use him, Lord, for Thy service. Lord, bless us as we leave this morning, Lord. Help us that we can. Bring us back safely. Amen tonight. Jesus. Let's sing that song, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Amen. Let's see. You and F, be a little bit lower, I believe. Go to E flat. Amen. As we sing this song, you'll be at liberty to go.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
Our sins and grief to bear. And what a privilege to carry everything to God's prayer. And oh, what peace we often forfeit. Bless you as you go this morning.